A payroll and HR company needs to be prepared for whatever's going to happen. You could say that over 70 years of experience helping businesses all over the world run smoothly is good preparation. But for ADP, that's not enough. To make sure millions of people are getting paid on time and in compliance, we're staying on top of each new piece of legislation. So when it comes down to it, ADP isn't just a payroll and HR company. We're the company that helps you navigate the complexities. ADP, HR talent, time, benefits, and payroll, informed by data and designed for people.
This is Dr. Mariah White, host of Your Life Matters. Thanks for listening to the following broadcast on Public House Media.
Hey, you're listening to Let's Hustle with Lee and Chelsea.
We are two girls making our way in sales and entrepreneurship.
We set out to make this podcast after entering our late 20s and realizing we were hitting a wall and felt like our lives and careers were stagnant. After expressing this feeling to countless other women, we realized we weren't alone.
So each week we're bringing you real conversations with real people that are authentic, realistic, and relatable in hopes that you can grow into the best version of yourself. So strap in and let's hustle.
Hey everybody.
Hello.
It's another week of Let's Hustle Podcast.
Here we are. We're so happy you're here.
Crushing it.
Oh my God, I'm choking on
Wow.
I just ate
Corona.
Nope. I just ate a piece of chocolate and I'm choking. So we're good though.
Fine. Everything's fine.
Yeah, we're good. Actually, how are you, Chelsea?
Well, I think you should go first because I think our topic is heavily dependent upon my day.
So. Great. Well, I'm good. I'm a little stressed out in life right now, but I think I'm just chugging along. Man, I got a lot of things going on that my brain just is. It's like I have things that are happening, and I feel like my brain is like, you know, in a movie when people, there's like something happening behind them and they just are running and they're just like barely getting away. And like whatever's behind them is like about to catch them, or like a volcano is about to get them, or like a bridge is about to collapse. That's how I feel right now.
Love that.
And
that's exciting.
All the things that I need to get done are like, they're just barely happening. But besides that, I'm pretty good.
Good.
How are you?
I think I'll take a brief moment to tell some funny stories.
Oh yes. Oh my gosh. Yeah, let's do that first and then we'll delve into you because that's kind of our topic.
Yeah,
and we'll go from there. Okay, I'm ready.
Okay, this one is a little bit embarrassing, a little bit uncomfortable, a little bit glad it wasn't me.
I'm ready.
Okay, this one comes from Ashley. Okay, she said, you're probably going to find these traumatizing. Once a new customer of mine referred me to a business down the road that his wife was the office manager of. On my way to see his wife, he sent me a very up close, very shaved, very erect picture of his not so impressive man meat.
What a drag. She just said it. She didn't even say like, oh, he accidentally sent me a...
No. Just so you can get the full picture. The bathroom carpet in the picture was shag green with a dirty quilt hanging on the wall next to the toilet with a pukey face.
Ugh.
I naturally told him off, sent the picture to every saleswoman I knew, and my cousin photoshopped a Christmas hat on it, and it was the Christmas card for that year. And I sent it to his wife. Savage.
So she found out like it was intentional, like yes. It wasn't just like an accidental.
It was like, hey, have a pic. Yeah.
Ew.
But like that's a thing. Like being a woman in sales. I don't know why. Like I don't know why that you think that that's okay, but it's not.
Men got some weird tactics.
Very weird tactics. Like, oh my gosh, thanks for sending me that horrible picture. Wow, let's hang out later.
Your buy green me a shag pizza. Carpet really completed the sale for me.
Just It was the green shag carpet for me.
That dirty quilt, girl.
It was a dirty quilt for me.
Why do you have a quilt in your bathroom? Why do you have carpet in your bathroom is what I want to know.
I don't know.
Ew.
Sounds like that's just old-fashioned.
That's a lot of moisture. Mold.
Okay, this is another very traumatizing one.
Okay, I'm really ready.
I'm sorry,
Actually, I don't know if I'm ready.
This one is hardcore. Okay. Oh, I can't even. Oh, my gosh. Okay.
If you just read a would you rather, I swear to God, I'll throw something.
Okay. I can't. I need a would you rather.
Okay.
I was going to a try for size in a machine shop. So a try for size when they try on their clothes, their uniforms to make sure they get the right size.
Cool.
Okay. Guys were taking forever. So against my own rule, I used their restroom. Well, these dummies apparently enjoy playing tricks on each other. And someone had placed a small metal shaving on the toilet paper. I was the lucky one to use said toilet paper. I sliced my vagina right open. And I used the full word because you need to know. Sliced it right open.
Oh my, that's traumatizing.
Yeah. So that meeting ended in a lot of toilet paper shoved in lovely places, tetanus shots, and stitches.
Bro, she better have made the sale.
She did.
Oh my God. First off, that's a horrible prank.
Literally.
Again, man, whether it's the what are your tactics here?
Or the bee hole.
Anyway,
that's not like, ow.
Why would you put, like.
They don't think.
Men don't think about the follow through. They just think in the moment, this is what I'm doing.
It's going to be hilarious.
It's going to be hysterical.
Yeah. It's not. Could you imagine?
No. I mean.
Could you imagine?
Yeah, but no. God.
Check your toilet paper, people. Never know what's going to get you.
There's metal shavings that they just put on toilet paper.
A machine shop.
That's a good point.
Yeah.
Anyways.
So.
Yay. Well, those were two awesome stories. Thank you for sending those in.
Thanks, Ashley.
Please next time maybe make it a little less nightmare-inducing. But we appreciate you regardless.
Regardless. And we're so glad that you're all healed up.
Yes. My gosh, please. And you got your tetanus shot. Good job.
Yeah. Good A+. I don't know about you, but I got a tetanus shot and I was like, I can't be touched. I got my tetanus shot.
Yo, for real. It's like I'm going to do all the gardening now.
Yeah. But yeah, those are two horrible stories. And so I know what we have to deal with.
Yeah. Great. So that really sets the mood for today.
Yeah.
So, you know, our next topic, well, not our next, but our topic of the pod, we kind of came to the conclusion because Chelsea, she's been...
Today was really awesome.
It's been a really rough day. So why don't you... tell us what's going on, girl. Let's talk about it. Let's talk about your problems.
There's a lot to unpack here.
I'm really, really here to support you. So let's do this.
Okay, cool. Well, there was three accounts I was feeling exceptionally well about. I was feeling great. I was feeling wonderful. I was like, yes, this is going to happen for me. Well, turns out, maybe not. So I was like, okay, whatever. No big deal. One person says no. That's fine. No for now. Maybe tomorrow. We shall see. And then I got another no. And then another no. And so I was like, oh, this is great. And then my facial canceled. So I was like, okay.
That's probably the worst part.
It's like, okay, that's fine. And so, you know, after being told, that's just part of sales. You're going to get told no. You're just going to, that's just part of it. But it sucks regardless because you put in work and, you know, you expect a no here or there, or like a maybe or whatever. But to get three in a row, it was just like, oh my gosh, I need to go put my head in the freaking sand and just go away for a minute.
Yeah.
So that kind of was like, okay, well, I'm just going to let myself be annoyed and upset and like, okay, whatever for the day, but tomorrow's a new day. And the only way I can get through it is to literally go through it. So tomorrow's a new day. So I was like, well, let's look up, you know, when you get knocked down, I get back up again, and some positive things. So we were doing that, and that is the message of this podcast. But we also found a lot of comedic relief at the people who were giving the advice about being knocked down and getting back up again. And I was like, kind of like how celebrities in their $2 million mansions are like, oh, we're in this together. And I'm like, really?
Are we in this together?
So I can come over and swim in your pool, Cam? Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Like, I'll, no. Exactly.
No.
Well, it's like, it's so annoying because it's great to hear from people who also have been through hard times. Yeah. And, you know, maybe it's very public that they went through things. But there's sometimes I'm just like,
we're not just
stop talking.
I can't relate.
Like, I cannot relate to any positive thing that you're saying because you are rich and you are already there. And yeah. I don't care.
Yeah. Totally. But, so we were just joking about it. Like, Oprah had some, like, quote or whatever. Where is it? Let me see if I can find it. It doesn't matter how far you might rise, at some point, you're bound to stumble. And I was like, oh, that's kind of nice. And then Lee was like, say it.
Like, okay, Oprah.
Okay, Oprah.
Are we just going to spill tea about Oprah? Is that what the podcast is now?
Just this one time, and then we'll really get into it.
Okay, but, like, then I brought up the fact that, like, she wouldn't open her, like, private road that she has at her freaking private property in Hawaii. So, like, these people escape from a volcano, and it was, like, this huge story, and then it just got smothered. The and I was story like, did.
Literally.
Probably the people in the town, too, because literally. Oprah sucks.
And I was like, well, if you can't write on your taxes, then it's not charitable.
It's just... I hate when people who are so, so uber rich try to give, like, failure advice. You know, or not, maybe not failure advice, but try to give uplifting advice, you know.
Yeah. I mean, I like a good rising from the ashes story.
Absolutely. And if you want to share that, please, I will definitely be motivated by that. But at some point, just, like, acknowledge your privilege and stop being like, oh, like, you've got this, we've got this, like, we can do, it's like, no, we're not a thing.
You wouldn't invite me over for dinner, all right? So,
absolutely
we're
not
in this together.
You wouldn't tip me more than 20%. I know it because I've waited on some of you.
Ain't that the truth?
And so, I don't want to hear it.
Yeah. But, you know, regardless of overprivileged advice, there are some good things we stumbled across.
Yeah, which is, I mean, that's kind of how we got on this topic. Because yeah. It is, today was hard for you.
It was. It was, I'm not going to lie. It was.
Yeah, and we're all going to have those days. We're all going to feel like every time something bad happens, mm-hmm. another bad thing happens, and then another bad thing happens, and then another bad thing happens.
It's like when it rains, it pours.
Oh my God, when it rains, it sure does pour.
But.
So.
I think there is honest, like, truth in just bathing in turtle wax and just, okay, so today sucked. You know, sometimes it's just like, I'm riding today off as a big old suck fest. Let's order pizza and breadsticks and I'll get the cookie. So there's days like that. Mm-hmm. I eat today and then there's always tomorrow, you know? Okay, mm-hmm. So today sucked, but tomorrow I can do A, B, and C and hopefully X, Y, and Z will be my result. The only thing right now that I'm finding in this position and especially sales, and I'm sure in other things, is like, I know the dance, but they switched up the freaking beat. So I'm having to learn new steps, right? Because of, like, COVID-19, it's affected so many businesses, the ripple effect, the closures from COVID, ripple effect. And so it's like people aren't wanting to make changes and people are afraid. And it's like, okay, well, Mr. So-and-so, I can save you literally 43% and give you 4 weeks of free service, but, like, you don't want to make a change. Why? It just doesn't make sense. Mm-hmm. But people are too afraid because it's unprecedented times. No one knows what's going to go on. And so to me, I'm like, hey, here is on a golden platter, something that, hello, you know, hi, mm-hmm. me, I'm the child that you gave away. And then it just, yeah. So that can be really frustrating. And so it's like learning, adapting, learning, adjusting. like this whole new sales environment and business environment and going about things a totally different way. Mm-hmm. And so like that's part of like that's how it's been for the past little while. And then a lot of people will be like, you guys aren't working hard enough. You're not doing this. It's like, no, like we're adapting. It takes time and it's frustrating. And
right. Well, and it kind of, it sucks because they're supposed to be, your superiors are supposed to be motivating you. Mm-hmm. You know, it's a part of their job to say, do this, do that, do better, whatever.
Right. Yeah.
But at the same time, it can be so disheartening because especially if you're doing everything you can.
Yeah.
No one is just saying, hey, you know what? You're doing the best you can. This year is just a cluster F.
Yeah. Well, and I think that they get that. But again, they don't know how to change management styles to embrace that. Mm-hmm. You know, it's like we all just want it to go back to normal. We
Absolutely.
All just want everything
Everyone
to go.
Does.
So it's like, okay, do I just act normal? Do I manage as normal? Do I treat people as normal? Like, but we just don't know.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's just, there's so much unknown. So today I was like, you know what? It sucked. Like this hurt. I'm upset. That affected my pocketbook. That affected goals, plans that I had. You know, I have a couple accounts and I'm still I've been working with them for over a year and I'm still waiting on an answer. Mm-hmm. That's freaking frustrating, man. That is so frustrating. And I'm like, I don't know what else to do. And so you have hard days, but tomorrow it's like, okay, I gave myself yesterday. And today's a new day and out with the old, in with the new, you know, I'm trying not to dismiss it because I think that leads to massive burnout and mm-hmm. depression
yep.
and like anxiety and sales fatigue.
Yeah.
But I think you definitely just have to give yourself some time to feel the rejection.
You do. You have to be able to embrace it. I feel like every day that I have a really, really horrible day.
Yeah.
Or just nothing goes right and I'm so unmotivated and I'm depressed and everything else in the world. I don't know why. It's like the next day I wake up like, oh, okay. Like, let's do this. Yesterday sucked. Today will be better.
Yeah. Also, there was a really interesting podcast that I listened to in a book, The Burnout. You know what I'm talking about?
Yes, yes.
It's part of like that whole like feeling like the emotional circle, like completing the emotional circle. So like, when something like this happens, when you get told no, or someone hurts your feelings, or something bad happens, or someone cuts you off in traffic, it can be extreme, or it can be just something little that sets you off. Your body's response to that goes through a whole cycle. So like me feeling my rejection, I need to let my body feel that and like go through the cycle and like work it out in my system. So things that would help would actually legitimately be to exercise.
Yeah.
Like get it out of your body, do yoga, exercise, go on a walk.
Yes.
Do something, but you've got to release that.
Yes.
Or else it just builds up and you become negative and you become depressed and you become burnt out because you're not letting yourself fully complete like the cycle.
Yes. There's, have I talked about the study about diabetes in monks? Have I talked about this?
Oh my gosh, no.
Oh my God, I'm about to hit you with some
hit
knowledge.
Me.
This was a scientific study that they did because all these like Buddhist monks kept getting diabetes and it's like they were from all different walks of life. It mm-hmm. really didn't make any sense. All different kind of health backgrounds.
Mm-hmm.
So it was like, why aren't they getting diabetes? And so, it's all about like eating, like they would eat healthy, like whatever. And they discovered a trend because every time something upset them, instead of releasing it, they would just like keep it in and like hold it. And so it was something about the level of hormones or the level of some sort of like chemical in your brain that needed to release, that releases in a normal person, was being stifled. And so it would stop. And a part of that stopped their insulin production because that part of their brain stopped.
Weird.
So much because they weren't letting themselves feel anger. It was all like peace, love, whatever. And by stopping that so much, then their insulin production stopped and other things in their bodies would stop. And so they were getting diabetes from essentially not feeling feelings.
That is so insane.
I wish we could
need to feel feelings.
Correct.
Well, and it's also like if you're really stressed out and your body starts to hurt, like that might not just be like your body's in pain. It might be like your body's like, let me work through this. I'm trying to work through something and I'm like getting stopped and blocked.
Yeah, absolutely.
So, I mean, that's a whole other podcast topic for another day because it's so incredible.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like in love with it. But you got to take time to feel the pain and work through the pain. It might take you an hour. It might take you 15 minutes. It might take you a whole day. It might take you a week. That's for you to figure out. Mm-hmm. You know, that's for you to decide. It depends on how catastrophic what you're going through is. So that's our first point. Our next point is to accept what you can't change. There's only so many things that you're in control of. So can you change the weather? No.
No.
Can you change how you dress for the weather?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Oh, I love that.
Thank you.
You can't. Oh.
I low-key just came up with that right on the spot.
Really?
Like, okay, girl. Okay, queen. So,
you
yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Put on a coat. You know it's going to be cold.
Yeah.
You know today's
going to
suck.
Don't wear a white t-shirt when it's raining.
Right, exactly. So. Or do, depending on who you're trying to attract. What vibe you're going for that day.
I don't know what you're going for, what contest you're trying to win. But, great. You can't, there's only so many things that you can control, and the things that you can't, when you try to control those things, freaking is going to wreck you.
Absolutely.
Like, I can't control that those people said no to me. I did the best that I could. Mm-hmm. I put my best foot forward. I gave the best that I could. I will put my head down tonight and know I did everything I could. I did everything the right way. And, you know, there one of our competitors was like saying, oh, she's just a girl. That's the only reason why that you're talking to her. Like, screw you, homie.
I'm going to find them. I'm going to fight them.
Like, I am too. I'm like, I'm going to throw hands. Like, oh, I'm sorry. I came in here and showed that you were double charging them and costing them money and you were taking advantage of a small company. Like, oh, mm-hmm. I'm sorry. It's you're right. It's just because I'm a girl. My bad. Again, I guess I still need to work through that cycle.
Yeah, you're good.
But, like, I can't control what that idiot's going to say.
Mm-hmm.
But all I can do is be professional, be ready, like, just have my ducks in a row, you know, take out the emotional side and just be fact-focused and have everything that I need, you know, knowledge is power, and that's what's going to earn their respect. So,
yeah, and people are unpredictable. That's what sucks is, like, you can do every single thing right. I mean, this is not just in business. This is in friendships and relationships. Hello again, clock. Oh, my God, you're back.
Everybody drink some water.
I've been trying to really hard not to say I think this time, so I think I'm good. But, okay, we're going to listen to the musical stylings of this bird whilst I make this point, but... Yeah. Even in friendships and relationships, you can do everything right and be a perfect person, but sometimes
you just gotta dance like
this
it out.
Background music.
I know.
Sometimes people can change their minds at the last minute.
They really can.
Sometimes people can be rude for no reason. Sometimes people can hurt you. Sometimes people can hurt you when they don't mean to hurt you. It's people change their minds at the drop of a hat. We're humans. We were given free will. Thank you.
Yes, exactly.
There's
the good and the bad with that.
Yeah.
But there's just what can you, instead of asking what can't I change, look at what can I change?
Mm-hmm.
Like, what am I in control of versus what am I not in control of?
Yep.
Again, I think it goes into that positive speech. It's like, what can I do versus what can't? Or I don't have control of this. I do have control of this.
Absolutely.
You know, you got the negative and the positive. So look at the positive side.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I do have control over how I present this information. I do have control over how much I spend. I do have control over who I allow to be in my life.
Oh, my gosh. It's so true. Yeah. I had some issues. Did we talk about this last week on the pod? All the shipping issues that I had.
Oh, my gosh. Yes.
It's little things like, the mail, the USPS was taking so long to get my packages to these people, even though I sent them out on the correct date that they're sent out every month, that it says on my website when they will be sent out.
Yeah.
It was actually a day early, so whatever. And people were emailing me the craziest things, like, I just think it's ridiculous that I've been tracking my package and it's not moved out of this postal like distribution center. And I'm like, yeah, I know and I agree. Like, I don't know what you want me to do. You want me to go find it and drive it to Kansas for you? Like, what do you want? Like, So I had people cancel some of their subscriptions over this. And so, of course, like, I was really mad. I was so upset. I, like, cried. I was just, like, in such a bad mood. But then I was like, you know what? I can't control what they do. All I can do is control the people that actually, like, how I treat the people that actually are my subscribers and are supporting me.
Yep.
Like, I can email them and say, like, hey, if your package was delayed, I'm so sorry. Whatever. Let me help you out. I'll refund half the box. Whatever. But it's like, those are things that I can control. And that made me motivated and want to work harder rather than just being like, oh my God, I should just give up because all these people are dicks.
And then you're like, all these people. And I'm like, how many people? 4, 3, F them.
Yeah, it was 4.
They're not going to tank your business. Well, it's fine for, hey, if you're listening, please go get her freaking box. Okay?
Do it, please. Thank you.
I'm not sponsored.
I know. And I appreciate you. Yeah, so, Chelsea actually pays for her box every month. Like, she's a real homie. Like, she's amazing. She's a real supportive friend.
Thanks.
But yeah, and there's easy ways to, like, fix your attitude quickly. Like, I don't know, just sometimes a good cat video, like, really does it for me.
I'm saying, you know, laughing. Girl.
Laughing. Oh my gosh.
Or there's like two extremes. There's days where it's like, I don't want to talk to anybody and I need to be alone. And putting up that boundary,
mm-hmm.
you know,
mm-hmm.
putting up that boundary to like let yourself be with yourself, like fully be with yourself. And like, maybe it's just tuning out. Maybe it's journaling. Maybe it's something else.
Maybe it's what?
Journaling.
What was what you said before that?
Just being with yourself.
No. Did you say tuning out?
Oh, yeah, like tuning everything out?
I.
Tell me.
What? Why would I think that? In my brain, I thought you said tuning out.
Tuning?
I was like, did you say what? I was like, is this a Wyoming phrase that I don't understand? My brain just misfired like so quickly, and I was like, she didn't say that. And then I was like, wait a second, did she say it? I thought you said just
tooting it out. Toot.
I hate myself.
It's okay. I forgive you.
Anyways.
But you just gotta, like, sometimes you just gotta sit there and smile like an idiot in your car. Sometimes you gotta just think of something funny. Sometimes you gotta watch a funny video. Sometimes you gotta tell your friends, hey, I need a friend. Sometimes you gotta toot it out. It's just, there's lots of different ways for different people.
Do you wanna, speaking of humor, so yeah. We were looking up, you know, like, motivational, like, knock me down, get back up quotes. And if you literally just type in, like, knock me down, get back up quotes and go to image search on Google, there are some gems. Would you like me to read some?
I would die for that.
You know how we talk about like weird Facebook memes sometimes that are like, oh my God, you like,
yes,
some guy without his like profile picture is like a bald eagle. Like, this is the stuff he would post. Okay, are y'all ready?
Yeah.
Okay, first one. It has a picture of the Joker in the background. So
love
you know this is going to be really
love
good.
Love it already.
If you ever knock me down, you better kill me. Because when I get back up, you're so dead.
Motivation.
Like, wow, thank you. I will absolutely succeed now.
Thank you.
That's incredible.
Wow.
Oh my gosh.
Give me another.
Okay, I'm ready. You may be able to knock me down, but keeping me there, that's a whole different ball game.
Ugh. Wow.
Love that.
Love that. I don't know about you guys, but I am ready for tomorrow.
I am ready also. My God, there has to be some really good ones on here.
I mean, there has to be.
That one's really sad.
What's this one?
I'm the kind of bitch that no matter how hard you try to knock me down, you will never be able to knock me out. This is like Real Housewives quotes. I think that's what these are. This is incredible.
Yeah, that is such a good idea. We should do Real Housewives transitions and do that.
Don't try to drag me down. I'll knock you dead, says this person. All right.
Oh, that's great.
God.
So, like, go on the internet. Find some good pick-me-ups.
Yeah. Find something that you find very enjoyable. I find really horrible motivational memes to be very enjoyable and hilarious.
I love it.
So, yeah.
But while you're reading about don't kick me down because I'll kill you or whatever.
Yeah, don't knock me down. I'll literally murder you.
Just know.
I'm going to make that my Instagram bio. I'm going to post a picture of me like in Nulu and
Perfect.
Love
Hashtag it. Louisville girl. Hashtag Lou Queen. But the next part of all of this before murdering is to be kind and to forgive yourself.
Don't murder.
So when Please. You're feeling, yeah, don't murder people. It's normal to feel down when you've been rejected or you're feeling bad or you're feeling guilty or whatever. Mm-hmm. It is good and normal to feel those things. When you're feeling down, it's normal to feel blame. It's normal to blame yourself. It's normal to add some self-hate to the pile.
Oh my gosh.
You're not alone.
Plenty of that.
You're not alone. There's so many people that do that. Now, just work it through and don't linger on it. You know, you got to forgive yourself. You got to find a door within the darkness.
Ooh.
You know? You gotta just think, like, you're not alone. Forgive yourself. Be kind. Have some patience with yourself because there's only so much you can do. And it doesn't matter how much you read about it. And the truth is, like, in the midst of all the problems and the troubles and the depression, someone else has been in your shoes and someone else has felt exactly what you're feeling. And you're not alone.
Aww.
Go to bed. Watch a good movie. Go to bed and wake up and have a better day.
Ugh. Please do.
Sometimes going to bed and pushing restart or reset is money.
Absolutely.
Magic.
And watch My Octopus Teacher on Netflix.
Okay. I will.
Have I talked to you about this?
No.
Since yesterday? There's so many. But if you need like a really feel good, like so sentimental, wonderful movie, it's a documentary called My Octopus Teacher. And this guy who lives in South Africa, he used to be this documentarian, and mm-hmm. he made all of these crazy, like, nature-driven documentaries, right? And he made one that, like, was so impactful that he was, like, depressed for years because he was like, oh, my gosh, my life is not like this. I care too much about the wrong things. I don't know what to do. I can't get, like, whatever. So then he decided to just start scuba diving free diving, I guess, because uh-huh. it wasn't with scuba gear. It was, you know, a little mask. And he started looking at these reefs around his house.
Uh-huh.
And he met this octopus. And it was literally, it was like in the beginning of her life. And he saw her and she like darted away. And he watched her like walk along the bottom of the sea and like change colors. And he was like, this is really cool. I wonder if I could get this octopus to like, is it like a trust thing? And so he was like, I wonder what would happen if I came back here every day and just like got in her environment. And they like become friends. And she like teaches him about like life and like adapting. And it's just like the most beautiful story. What? It is. I mean, I literally was sitting there like crying.
He's about to cry right now.
It was so wonderful and sweet. And if you just want to watch a really good nature documentary about an octopus, like, it was so nice. And he was just so, like, one day she got attacked. She got attacked by a shark. But, like, she, it's like,
you're so dumb.
He was like, so she was like down and whatever, and she crawled out one day and he came back and her colors were like back to normal, and he saw in place of her arm that had been bitten off this tiny little baby arm, because octopuses grow back their tentacles.
Yeah.
And he was like, oh my god, like this is what I feel like I've went through in my life, is like I've had this like big part of me like taken away, and like now I'm finding how to like slowly rebuild it and like rejuvenate.
What?
And I literally was like, oh my god. And that's why it's called My Octopus Teacher.
I love that.
It is so cute. It's like an hour and 20 minutes long. Super lovely. It's beautifully shot too. So just,
I love that.
If you want a feel good documentary, just watch My Octopus Teacher.
I love that. And also ties into the next point that I have, which is reevaluating your options and redefining your goals.
Ugh.
Like, maybe that goal can be redefined into something else. Or maybe if you failed at something, maybe look at maybe more of a value-based goal.
Ooh, instead of a goal-based goal. Mm. Love it.
Yeah. So, you know, forgive yourself and get ready to make your next move. You have your whole entire life. Like, it sucks to fail. It sucks to be told no. It sucks to be like, man, I really want this job and I'd be so good at it. And they tell you no. It sucks to be in an account and you're like, I can save you so much money. And they tell you no.
Mm-hmm.
It sucks. Yeah. When someone dies, it sucks.
Yeah.
When you get sick, it sucks. When you fail or like you don't hit your goal. Like, it's okay. It's fine. It's like, no, you're right. That blows.
That blows. And it's okay to say that it blows, because the more you're like, you know what, this blows, the more you acknowledge that, the more you become familiar with it. And it's not so much of like this dark thing that you get anxiety and are scared of. It's like, you know what, today I'm gonna have a bad day. Screw it. Well, because tomorrow will be better.
Yeah. And just to take a step back, be like, okay, this one thing was bad, but like, let's take a bigger picture type of a view.
Mm-hmm.
Like, open it up. Like, what, okay, so this didn't work out. What's my goal? Or where do I see myself in a year, into 5 years? And make your goals bigger, not necessarily like a bigger goal, but like, you know what I'm trying to say? Mm-hmm. A broader maybe, or like, okay, how is this going to get me to where I want to be?
Exactly. Because even like, if you want to get from one end of the football field to another, mm-hmm. you can run straight and you'll get there, right? Mm-hmm. But like, let's say someone puts an obstacle in front of you. Well, you have to go around it, but you can still get to the other end. Mm-hmm. Well, let's say a boulder flies at you and you have to dodge it. Okay, you have to dodge it, but you can still get there. Like, there's things that will get in your way, but all you have to do is figure out how to get around them.
Mm-hmm.
Because either way, like a boulder's going to be thrown at you and you're going to have to dodge it. Like,
you can dodge a wrench, you can dodge a ball.
Like, boom, life lesson. Yeah. So, yeah, if you can get through little things, you can get through anything.
Really, you can.
But yeah, just kind of, yeah, when you say make a broader goal, I think it's more just like eyes on the prize.
Yeah.
And know that if it's you okay fall off, just around. Know that there's a way for you to grab onto that step and exactly. get back on.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Like, maybe change your, maybe your goal has to change a little bit. You know, mm-hmm. you're readjusting
mm-hmm.
because this is what you ultimately want.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
You know? And so you just got to make some changes sometimes. And one of the most successful things is to write down your long-term goal and then break them into daily goals or daily values, or like, it, you have to see what's right for you. What's your long-term goal? And then break it down. And what's your long-term, like, how do you want to be? How do you want to be remembered? Those are so personal
mm-hmm.
to ask, you know, those are your personal things. It's like your goal in life to be the next Mother Teresa. I mean, I feel like that's very value-based
mm-hmm.
or very value-driven. Or is your next goal to be richer than Bill Gates? Yeah. It is.
Who doesn't? Okay. And then I get to post dumb videos about how, you know, motivation works.
I will be doing that.
Great. Can't wait.
But that's pretty much what I have. You know, make a map, make a plan. A goal without a plan is just a wish. And wishes are very important. But you got to have some type of structure for yourself.
Mm-hmm. And there you go.
Just start over. When you're having a bad day, when it just gets too bad, just know there's tomorrow.
And watch My Octopus Teacher.
Yeah. Exactly. And just know you're not alone, okay?
No, absolutely.
You're not alone.
The sun always freaking rises.
Yeah.
And if it doesn't, well, you'll be dead and I guess you won't care.
That's accurate. That is true. So, on that note.
That definitely is the mood of this episode, I think.
We love you guys, and we're so grateful that you're listening. Please tell your friends, your family, your coworkers. Please rate, review, subscribe,
mm-hmm.
and we will be talking to you next week.
Bye.
Bye.
Virginia. William Hill, America's number one sportsbook, is now here. And we have a special 2021 offer to help you bet on all your favorite sports risk-free. Download the William Hill Sportsbook app, and when you sign up, you can get started with a risk-free bet of up to $2,021. Use promo code RADIORF.
Terms and conditions apply. 21 plus only. Gambling problem? Call, text, or chat our confidential and toll-free helpline at 1-888-532-3500.
Let's make it interesting with William Hill Sportsbook.